Today is the 13th of December, 2017, and it's lesson number 5 called Equalizing the Nostrils. And surprisingly, we've never done this lesson. So this is a new lesson for everyone. And it will be under category 1 on the website under the head, neck, shoulders, breathing section. So in saying that, go ahead and lie on your backs and begin to become aware of yourself. And again, awareness is essential for this work. So you just start by noticing how you notice yourself. What draws your attention? Is it the places that are making contact? Or is it perhaps the places that aren't making contact with the floor? Is it areas that you might be experiencing slight discomfort that draw your attention? So it's also quite interesting to observe within yourself awareness and how you do become aware of yourself. So there's no right or wrong way. There's multiple ways to draw your attention to yourself. And I've just described some of the different ways in which you can do that. One of the things we often forget to ask ourselves is, what do we notice that we like? So often we go to observing the discomfort, where there's a lack of sense of ease. But maybe ask yourself right now, where in myself do I feel a sense of ease and comfort? So I'm really not wanting to improve that area, right? And it's interesting how those areas are not what show up first. It's always the areas of, oh, this kind of hurts, and this is kind of kinky and tight. And, you know, it's like everything, right? We think, if this was better, life would be better, right? Right? And this is a really good time, again, within this lesson and just this time of year, is, you know, we throw the word gratitude around, I think pretty loosely. But again, even just in your partner, your relationships, your children or family, friends, parents, you know, maybe looking at them like, what do you like about them? What do you enjoy about them? Instead of, gosh, this little ingredient bugs me about them, or, oh, these people are coming and I'm going to have to tolerate this, right? Right? It's kind of interesting where our mind goes, right? So maybe thinking, what things do you like about yourself, about what you're experiencing right now on the floor, and then maybe later on pondering that with other people in your life. So from there, you're going to bring your awareness to your breath and your breathing. And you're going to sense how the air comes in through both of your nostrils, just like we did 2 weeks ago, enters what I call your head cavity, right? That's the throat, right? So 2 weeks ago, we did that lesson exploring the whole inner head cavity. So you follow the air into the head cavity, back to your throat, and then it goes down into your lungs, drawing into your attention and your awareness the expansion of your lungs. And then you follow the exhalation, right? So the lungs deflate, the air comes back up and out through your nostrils. And at your own pace, and with ease, you continue to follow your breath and breathing, reminding you that at any time you can bend your knees and bring your feet to standing if your lower back is starting to feel uncomfortable, or if just you want to change how you're lying. There doesn't have to be necessarily a reason. So feel comfortable to do that for yourself. So as you continue to follow the air in through your nostrils, into the back of the throat, expanding the lungs, and then the exhalation, you're going to begin to just so slightly create a gap, an opening in your mouth. So today we're actually going to produce some sound. And the sound is going to be both through the mouth and through your nose, both nostrils and then one at a time. So right now, just create that space with your mouth that it's open. And so as you exhale, some air can come out of your mouth as well. And then let's go ahead and bend your knees, bringing your feet to standing, to begin with the first sound. So with your mouth open, you're going to begin to make a very low ah sound. And it comes with taking in your breath. So as you breathe in, it's like ah. Yep, that's in. And as you make the sound, you're going to count to see how long your inhalation is. So what you do is you exhale, and then that's it. And I know it's the hardest thing to do, right? So sometimes we do what's hard. What's more natural, which I'm going to let you do in a moment, is to switch the ah to your exhale. But people that are singers are able to do it on the inhale and exhale, right? So then now switch to taking a breath in through your nostrils, not to lose sight of that, in through the head cavity, and then as you start the exhale through your mouth, begin your ah. And how long is your exhale? And at the end of your exhale, you'll experience a pause before you inhale again and come back to ah. And as you're continuing on your exhale with your ah, you'll notice the vibration, right, in the back of your throat and inside the whole head cavity. There's a vibration there. And in your chest, in your lungs. Okay, let's pause. So we're going to do the same thing with the air coming out of your right nostril. So in a moment, you're going to use your index finger to close off your left nostril. And as you take in your breath in through the right nostril, into the head cavity, and now as it comes out, it creates the ah sound. So the sound comes out through your nose now, just the right nostril. It's like a hum. And there's no rush, so you take your time to fully exhale, pause, and then let the air come back in through your right nostril. And as you find the air, follow the air, in through your right nostril, into the head cavity, the back of your throat. And then as the air is going to start to come out, you find the hum, the vibration. That's nice. Some of you are very subtle. Maybe you can turn your radio dial up a little bit. And with your legs bent in this standing position, begin to notice what you sense and feel all the way down to your lower back. Excellent. And then let's pause. You're going to change in a moment, closing off the right nostril, but just kind of take a moment to not focus. So as you close off the right nostril and begin the same process of taking in a breath, taking in the air through the left nostril, and then adding your hum on the exhale, can you sense how the space, the nasal space, is different on one side of your nose than the other, right? Does one allow more air out than the other? And do you get air in more on one side compared to the other? And is the tone the same coming out of the left nostril? Or did the tone or pitch change? Excellent. Okay, let's let that pause. And now we're going to go back to the air coming in through both your mouth, your nostrils, entering the head cavity, filling up the lungs, and then on the exhale, finding your hum, the air coming out of both nostrils and your mouth. And again, putting a number, a count to how long your exhale is. Not forcing anything, just observing. And can you get to a lower sound? And how does that lower sound change passing through your nose, your lungs, your throat, the head cavity, the vibration. How low can you go? Beautiful. And then take a moment to pause, and with your legs still bent, let's just move your pelvis a little bit. So just begin that easy tilt, going from flattening the lower back to arching. That's it. So subtle. Nice. Good. And then bring your awareness back to your breath, allowing the air to come in through your nostrils, into the head cavity, expanding your lungs. And then on the exhale, opening your mouth and allowing your tone to come back. And we're going to slowly move your tone up to a high pitch, right? So we've been at your lowest, which was ah, and then you move up ah, ah. How high of a pitch can you get? And at the end of your exhalation, there's always a pause. Then you follow the air again in through your nostrils and mouth. And can you feel and sense this higher pitch is the top of your head, your skull, in your head cavity, and the top of the throat? It's a different place. Comes from somewhere else. Feel where that comes from. That's it. Okay. And then let's rest for a moment if you want to lengthen your legs and rest. Just take a moment to not think about anything. Awareness can be in a way a lot of work to be so focused. That's it. And then slowly bring your awareness and attention back to the air traveling in through your nostrils, entering the head cavity, the back of your throat, expanding the lungs. And at the end of that expansion, they start to deflate. That's when your exhale begins, feeling the air coming out of both your mouth and your nose. And it's your choice. You can keep your legs long or bring them back up to being bent. And you're slowly going to bring sound back to the exhale. Coming out of your nose, bringing that high pitch vibration out of your nose again. How does the exhalation come through the head cavity and your nose? And then you can close off one nostril, let's say the right, And again, noticing that this, how this high-pitched tone comes out the left. And then changing over whenever you feel ready. So interesting to see if the same tone can come out or is it a little different. Right, how much air comes out. Lots of flies. Pretty flies, though. It's a pretty sound. Okay, so now you're going to pause and we're going to go back to our low tone, which was quite subtle for a lot of you. And we're going to see if it's a little stronger this time now. Something changed. So again, as you follow the air in through your nostrils, back into your head cavity, expanding your lungs in all directions, and then on the exhale, finding that lowest of the low tone, coming out the nostrils and your mouth. And again, it comes from a completely different place, deep in your throat, the back of the head cavity, down some in your chest. Oh, listen to that. Guys, you're turning into monks. And then let's let that go and pause for a moment. You can rest with your legs long and just tap into how you're feeling lying on the floor. Things a little bit different right now. How do you sense your back now? Has there been an expansion back there? Is more of your back now resting on the floor, the sides of you where your ribs are, the shoulder blades. So in a moment, I'm going to describe here what we're going to do in a moment is I'm going to read a sentence to you, and with your mouth, lips, everything closed, with, in a way, we're going to say that humming sound, is you're going to like hum the words, right? So your lips stay closed, your mouth, your teeth, all that's closed, but you're going to repeat through humming, like as if you were saying the words, but it's a hum. Am I clear? Okay. And you're going to try it a couple times and just observe what occurs inside of the head cavity and the sound that you make, the humming. Okay, so, and this is just, again, this is written down, so go with me because it's in the lesson. So, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. It's an easy one to remember. So you hum that. And then you do it again. And notice where you have pauses. Notice how you change pitch depending on the word. Excellent. Pause from that. And now we're going to take that same sentence, and I'll say it again in a moment. And you're going to begin so slowly and quietly for yourself to actually say the sentence. So you're going to transition from the hum to allowing space to occur between your teeth and lips and mouth to recite the sentence to yourself. So again, it's, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And maybe you even start it with a silent whisper, and then you add a little bit more tone or volume. Very subtly, following where the tone vibrates in the back of your throat, head cavity, chest, lungs. And noticing as you start with this tone, where is it? Is it low for you? Or is it high pitched? You can try shifting the tone in the beginning. How is that different than a low tone? How is that different than a whisper? Can you mouth the sentence without saying, you know, and having any tone at all? And then you begin so subtly to add the tone. And where is your natural tone? It may surprise a lot of you that it's much lower than you think. And again, explore the range a little longer. And notice if there's a bigger difference within your whole self between a low tone and a high tone. Which tone has a deeper amount of breath, vibration? Excellent. Okay, and pause again, let it go. Just allow your mind to wander. And then slowly bring your attention back to your inhalation, following the air traveling in through your nostrils, into the entire head cavity, noticing if your head cavity has gotten larger and expanded. Down the back of your throat, expanding both lungs like balloons in all directions. Noticing how your inhalation is longer now, and then transitioning into your exhalation, the deflating of your lungs, the air coming back out through your nostrils and including the space in your mouth. And as you continue to follow your inhalation this way and your exhalation, we're going to bring your index finger up to close the left nostril first. And just feeling the expansion now of the right nostril, how somehow more air is coming in. And the exhalation. And then slowly changing over. So closing off the right nostril. Seeing what the experience is now with the left nostril. Yeah. And then coming back to both nostrils, allowing the air to come in. So as Marlene says, it's amazing how much more, right? It's like you're all of a sudden the nostrils got twice the size that they are. Going into your head cavity, back to your throat, expanding your lungs. And then following the exhalation, And now we're going to bring back a sound, and we're going to switch our sound. We did ah before, and we're going to go to oh. So it's a whole different organization in your throat. Ah is opening the throat. O is closing it in a different way. So again, on the exhalation, your mouth open, you'll start to go to O. And also noticing and feeling a change in the way that you form your mouth. Something happens with your lower jaw and chin. It's just to become aware of O is different than ah. O. O. More like a tunnel a little bit, right? And then if you want to switch back to the ah, ah reminds me of like, is it called a megaphone, right? Those things that they hold up, right, to make announcements, right? So that it opens more. Ah, you get way back in your throat. Beautiful. And then go back to O. Again, noticing what you do with your lips, your jaw, the muscles in your cheeks, right? How much is involved creating a sound with your breath? And then we're just going to continue a few more times alternating. So we're going to go back to the ah. And just notice each time your ah gets larger, gets bigger. Beautiful. Back to our O. O. Excellent. Now we're going to add one more in. E. E. And again, notice as you create the sound how your mouth changes, the muscles in your jaw. E. Where your tongue goes. There's a vibration different behind your teeth. It's almost like you go into a smile with it. Beautiful. Let's go back to O. O. And then back to ah. So again, on your exhale, find your ah. Listen to yourselves. How much the sound has changed in here. Okay, let's take a little break. Just pause and rest. And this time, bring your knees up if they're not. We're going to go back and go through doing each sound again. Feeling now how that breath goes all the way down, right, to the diaphragm into your back. So you actually can start to feel your spine lengthens as you produce the sound on your exhalation. So let's start. We'll do E, O, and then finish with our ah. So you follow your air in, and then on the exhale, that's it. And follow that sound all the way down into your pelvis. Going to the O. 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 That's it. And then taking a pause. And then we'll go to our ah. So again, it's on the exhale. So you let the air come in through your nostrils. Okay, let's pause again. Lengthen your legs and pause for a moment. Rest. We're going to change your position in a moment just for going through these three sounds again. Okay, so you're gonna come up. The only person this might be a little hard for, Lynn, let's see how you do. I might reconfigure your position. So you're gonna come up onto your knees. So come up onto your knees, and if you can't do that, can you do that, Lynn? So on your knees, okay, so in this position. And you can tuck your toes under flat. I feel like flat right now. So you're going to follow the air in through your nostrils, back of your head, and on the exhalation, let's start with and in this position, being upright, noticing the sound going down to your belly, into your back. Let's go to our O. O. And then lastly, our ah. Ah. Beautiful. And let's do ah one more time, really feeling how the air and the sound resonates through your whole trunk. Beautiful. And back onto your back. And then as you're lying there on your back, starting to observe again how you're lying there and how you feel, taking yourself, your mind, your thought, and your awareness through sensing your entire self, all the way down to your feet, your toes, your heels, the back of the legs, the front of your legs, your buttocks, cheeks, your lower back, your belly, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers. Can you sense the back of your head and then where your ears are? How your ears are part of the head cavity, where your eyes are. Just becoming aware of how you notice and experience yourself now. Reminding you of that word we used 2 weeks ago, a sense of more aliveness, right? So how even exploring the air coming in through your nostrils and your breath and sound has brought a certain aliveness to you, right? Because it creates still movement. So how alive do you feel now? I think this is why singing, I've always thought of myself as a horrible singer, but as singing, people that are drawn to singing, right? And it's been around since the time of man, creates such a sense of aliveness. Fullness, right? There's more dimension to yourself right now. And perhaps through experiencing and exploring these different sounds and ranges, you discovered something new about yourself. Was there a particular tone or sound or pitch that you were quite fond of, that you didn't know was in you? And perhaps even you had the feeling like, wow, I could sing. Pretty nice what came out of all of you. We're going to try it one more time. Either legs long or legs bent, however you're comfortable. So one more time, let's bring our attention onto the air coming in through your nostrils, the back of your throat, expanding the lungs, and then on the exhale, going back to our ah sound. Just really finding that final resonation with you. Really sensing the sound in your throat, your lungs, your chest. Feeling how beautiful of a sound you create. Beautiful. Okay, and then let all that go, and again, just take some time to observe how you're feeling now from this lesson. Perhaps more so with this lesson than many of the other lessons, you discovered things about yourself that you didn't even know. which opened up some new spaces and places. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Bring yourself a little more present to the room. And then taking your time, you'll roll to a side and come to sitting, and then eventually come to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.